Charlie India radio check.
And Bill, N4ZLK. Sounds good.
Roger that. Thank you very much for the callback. I'm just showing somebody something on the radio, and I just appreciate you taking the time. How you doing?
Shane here, and Merry Christmas to you and the other gentleman there.
I'm going to tell them some more things about the radio. So N4ZLK, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, I am clear.
Bill, nice to hear you. N4ZLK.
4ZLK, Whiskey Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Tango.
Well, WW4JET, N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Matthew, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Shane, good to hear you. Just walking the dog here, taking care of some odds and ends of the house, you know, that kind of a day. Not bad.
Over your way, sort of. I'm doing some work in around the house and cleaning some stuff out and moving some things around and took a load to the dump there. So I just got back, sat down with a cup of tea.
If you're going to have a fire in the fireplace or something, it might be the day to do it because it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. As far as fire weather, I'm happy with the weather coming up, but, you know, my wife's asking for a fire on Christmas Day. It's going to be 75 degrees.
Last I saw, and it's been a few days, it was, they were calling 67, but I'm sure that's changed. Yeah, that's not fire weather for sure, unless you've got a glass screen, you can close it up and not get much heat out of it, just have the look of it, but... We have a gas fireplace, and man, it puts the heat out. I don't like to use it very often.
I like those when I had it in Michigan. That was nice, especially natural gas. Propane, it's a pain in the neck because you're always worried about the tank getting emptied. But hey, it is what it is. No, this would be wood, and likely I will still have to have a fire. We'll just open all the doors and windows. And if I have to, you know, put the air conditioner on later.
And you can have some fresh air, have a fire going. It might work out. I mean, if it's in the low 70s, it may not be too bad. Anyway, well, I hope you guys enjoy it. We're doing our big Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve. All the kids are coming over. They'll be going to in-laws and doing their own thing at their own house with their kids, you know, first thing Christmas morning. So we're looking forward to it. And let's see, today is one of my granddaughter's third birthday. We're going into town and having some pizza and hanging out with them for a little bit.
I know where you're going. Well, good. That's fun. That's a lot of fun. Enjoy that. And, yeah, you know, these are world problems, having a fire in the fireplace and not really needing it and then turning on the air conditioner if it gets warm. But anyway, that aside, sounds like a good thing. Enjoy your Christmas Eve. We'll be hanging. We're just doing the church thing at about 5 o'clock and be laying low Christmas Day.
And no, don't get to go to that one. We're going to Traveler's Rest. So to Sidewall, it's pretty good pizza. It's not my favorite, but it's better than a lot of places out there. And I just have a quick question, and if I'm being too nosy, you tell me. Did you happen to know the retired pilot? I think they said he retired from Delta. Did you happen to know him?
Not. And not being too nosy is interesting, the whole thing. It's very sad, of course. That flight path information just looks like they had possibly had some control problems, control malfunctions or something. It doesn't look like a standard engine out kind of scenario, but of course, you know, don't know what went on inside either.
Very sad. I hated to hear that. I can't imagine. I mean, they had some time and they knew what was happening, I guess. So it's almost worse, I guess, that way.
It is. It's a real tough situation. The man himself, he was a huge humanitarian, obviously. We know what he did. last year, a little over a year ago, and what he accomplished with what he did. Clearly an accomplished helicopter pilot. Those older Cessna jets, their citation, an older citation of sorts, I think, was not equipped with an FDR either, sadly. It'll have a voice recorder, so they may glean information from that.
I can. And Tal, I heard you in there. Matthew, got somebody else breaking in here. KO4LO, or KQ4LOO. Tal, go ahead, N4ZLK.
Sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt. I just wanted to say again beforehand, Merry Christmas, and I'll step back out, KQ4LOO, wishing everyone that may be listening, and both of you, Chain, and the other gentleman, Merry Christmas.
Matthew, sorry. Tal? Matthew's the other one. Merry Christmas to you too, Tal. I hope you and yours have a good one. Go ahead, Matthew. N4ZLK.
JET. Tal, Merry Christmas. Nice to meet you as well. I don't know if we've talked before, but appreciate those wishes, and likewise back to you and your family.
Y'all go back at it. Y'all enjoy your holiday in this blessed time of celebrating the birth of Christ. KQ4LOO will be standing by.
It was nice to hear from you today. You have a good evening, and Merry Christmas. Matthew, I'm going to let you go. We're finish this little cup of tea, and then we're going to leave here in just a little bit, so I got to get changed. But nice to hear you. Again, you and your family have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy that fire on that warm Christmas day. We'll talk to you later. WW4JET and 4ZLK.
Pleasure. Yeah, I'll let you know how that goes. That'll be interesting. But, yeah, nonetheless, it'll be nice. Family time. You take care. Good to talk to you as well. Hope to maybe catch it beforehand. If not, Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. And 4ZLK, WW4JET. Clear. Afternoon.